Hey, hey, welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and exploring the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. I want you to come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your story, in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. What's up, you guys? Brandon Lynette here. What the fuck? I forgot to post Tuesday's episode, okay? I'm going to explain why here. And it's not even really anything cool. I just have been super, super, uber distracted. And working the late shift, like I'm just not used to being up late and getting up early and trying to fit that in my life. Okay. If I get up early, I usually, that means I'm going to bed early, and that's just not the case these days. So I'm trying to find a balance, as my friend Shantae says, my sweet spot in life, because it is Wealth Check Wednesday, which means I want to make sure that you guys are getting your finances in order. We're doing this together, okay? I have shot myself in the foot so many times, and my kids will be the first to tell you I'm the worst with money management, okay? I've not been good at this, and since I've been hurt and robbed and taken advantage of and all of these bullshit things, I'm figuring out a new game plan, and having multiple streams of income is a necessity these days. It is not a luxury anymore. Okay. It's a necessity. Literally, the medium household family income, you've got to be making $12,000 more a year to live the same way you were living 2 years ago. Okay. $12,000 a year. That's a lot of bank. That's a lot of bank. And so I want to help you guys be able to monetize this and to be able to get yourself, you know, financially secure, because we don't know what the fuck's going to happen. Okay. And I can assure you the government's not going to take care of you. In fact, if they do, they're probably going to charge you more taxes to do so. So, I mean, it's like damned if you do, damned if you don't. Wealth Check Wednesday. I'm going to talk about networking tips, okay? Especially for my entrepreneur babes. I know there's a lot of you that tune in. And I'm going to tell you guys what I've been up to. I have been perusing TikTok, watching people work these grow rooms, okay? There's a lot of live shit that happens on TikTok. I mean, I just watched this one lady. She was like 400 pounds. She just eats on a live video, okay? There were like 700 people just watching her eat, okay? It was horrifying. Like, we're supporting the most ridiculous behavior, and I'm a little embarrassed. I haven't been active on TikTok because I've been so pissed at the bullshit. Like, America promotes stupidity. Okay. The shit that goes viral, I just was like, I'm done here. This is not for me. And I'm on the phone with my mentor the other day, and she's like, Brandon, you got to do this. You got to go to TikTok. And she tells me what to do. And I'm like, there's no way I could. That's like selling my soul. I didn't even think twice about it. Couple weeks have gone by. I think she's been doing it for 2 months now. And I peek every once in a while on her videos, and I see these other people doing it. And I'm thinking, man, I could go there and I can make this my own. Like, I can use this. Trying to record this podcast with a couple of 20 plus year olds in the next room with my other girls is, it's interesting. I'm getting a lot of background feed. So if you guys are hearing stuff, that's real life. My house is full. That's where we're at right now. But anyway, I'm like, I can make this my own. I could utilize this. And here's the thing, you guys, I've had a lot of followers on TikTok for a long time. I've had access to going live. I think I told you guys this last week. I've had the access to go live. I've had the access to, you know, have TikTok shop and to do all these things, and I haven't taken advantage of it. And I'm doing that now. Definitely taking advantage of it and using it as a tool for networking to help other people network. Because I'm going to tell you right now, next to building a list, and yeah, I'm going to tell you guys, you've got to build a list. I have sold my soul to companies where none of those people belong to me. The only people that were ever really my people are the people that I have on my email list. And if you're not subscribed to that, you're missing out, because today I'm sharing a product that I'm obsessed with. Okay. It's not out for public consumption. So it's a private invite, And I mean, it can't be that private because I'm telling everybody, but no, literally you can't order this anywhere else but through my private link. It's that private. Okay. I'm not even going to say the name right now. If you want information, you've got to click the link. But I'm sharing that to my email list. Nobody else is getting that. So make sure you guys are subscribed. It's the same list that my love notes come out on. And you guys didn't get one today. And that does break my heart. Yesterday. That does break my heart. I just have been busy doing these TikTok lives. Okay. And so what I do is for a couple to 3 hours a night, it's been 2 hours, I think. I don't know. It was my third night, you guys. I go live. And so that people that come in and interact, I'm helping them start like a follow train, you know, but during this live, I'm teaching them what it is to be an authentic supporter, you know, because we don't want the numbers. We want quantity to take the shadow of quality. Like we want solid people that are going to continue to share and promote our content. We want people that are going to engage with us. So we want to create real communities. And this has been happening. I mean, night three, I already have some really great friends, you guys. Like I'm having a great time, super supportive people. And it's easy. Like I'm sitting at my desk in front of a camera, y'all. It is not hard work. And I'm networking my face off. Okay. So two things to be super successful as an entrepreneur is to build your list and to network. And network is so valuable. And there's studies that show networking at events, okay, that gains companies 20% of their new customers. That's it. So a networking strategy is the key to finding new people that are going to help you grow your business. And I get it. It's not always easy to network successfully. Not only do you have to get used to like the awkward initial introduction phase, because you want to make a good impression when you're trying to make connections, you've got time constraints too. Like we all have busy lives. We don't have time for small talk, and you want to take people out on a date before you ask, you know, if you can jump in their bed, right? Like we want some foreplay, and that just doesn't always get to happen. It does take time, but we know that time is money. So if you're a busy entrepreneur, how do you work on your networking strategy? How do you do this? Okay. You're like, Brandon, you go live on TikTok for 2 to 3 hours. Well, maybe you need to do it an hour, but do it every day. The more you practice networking, and I'm telling you guys this, listen, okay. TikTok has ranks, and I'll teach you guys this. I teach this on these TikToks. So make sure if you're not following me there that you do, and you click that bell, because that bell next to my name when you follow me is going to alert you when I go live. So you can see what it's about. Just come be nosy. You don't even have to participate. I'll just make fun of you for being afraid of coming in the room, but whatever, you're there. You can see what happens and use it or don't use it. It is an awesome fucking tip. Okay. So you do this every day, like an hour, and then it's just natural for you. It just fits in your day. No matter what you're doing, you spend that hour networking rather than setting it aside like a week where you go talk to people that could help your business grow. Maybe you just take, you know, 5 minutes a day, get into people's inbox, comment on people's content, start the morning by sending emails to other people, connecting with people on social media, watch the stories, repost videos, repost content, you know, reply. And put phone calls with, you know, people in your calendar. If you are not putting it on your calendar, it's not going to happen. And then you work through that shit. Like when you're stuck in traffic, or you're sitting here waiting for your TikTok to load, or, you know, you're waiting for your kid to poop in the bathroom so you can wipe their butt. Whatever it is, you can fit this in. Because you want to make networking a habit, like brushing your teeth, brushing your hair, because then it just feels natural and you don't ever think about it. Like you are the networker. Okay. And every business, you've got to network. You've got to leverage new connections. It's not just about building new relationships, because here's the thing. I guarantee you already have quality people existing in your network who could introduce you to 5 important people in your space. So the great place to start building your network is exactly where you are. If you're working online, guarantee you know people. If you're working in an office, you know people. If you're a stay-at-home mom, you're working online, you know people, okay? Get to know the people around you. Learn their background. grab lunch, do a Zoom lunch. I do random ass Zoom calls that I don't charge people for because I'm curious how I could help people and where they're at. What are they doing? How can I help them? How can they help me? That's how life works. If you're not having the conversations with these people in your life, you don't have shit because you're not asking. That's it. You have quality people in your life. Get to know them. Look for chances to get to know new people through them too. You know, every time I do an awesome, successful Zoom interview, I say, who do you know that I need to have on this podcast? Who do you know that wants to know me? Who do you know that I need to know? That's it. You're going to see that even your internal network has a lot more value to offer you than you originally thought. That's it. Getting to know your people, okay, this reveals that people have hidden talents that you could utilize in your business. Maybe you don't know that your, you know, team member's kid just graduated from, you know, film school and knows how to edit video and you need a video editor. You never know if you don't have these conversations, okay? And you've got to take part in the social activities, whether it's letting a TikTok coach like Brandon Lynette work a room for you so you can build your train. You can commit to hanging out with me every single night. I'm on live at 7 p.m. Eastern. You commit to hanging out with me. We build that room. It grows. Your list grows. Your networking grows. Maybe you want to be the coach of the room. Then do that. Because guess what's happening? Your network is growing and people are getting to know you. People are going to be spending more time with you than you spend with your family. That's how I feel right now. I've spent more time with people on TikTok than I have my own family lately. I'm not even exaggerating. And I've only been doing it for 3 days. They're getting to know who I am. And what happens when we learn to know, like, trust people? All of a sudden, this cold market is your warm market. Anything I want to swing by people, they're going to take me serious. Something I love that I want to share, they're going to be the first people that want to try it. That's how this works. And you can talk to people anywhere, wherever you're at, make it a priority to start these conversations. Maybe you need to volunteer at a nonprofit, you know, strike up conversations in the environment. Even if you don't get the connections, making the time to connect with people will always benefit you in the long term. And you could talk to people from anywhere from the gym to maybe you go to the laundromat to do your laundry. It doesn't matter. You want to get practice in your day where you can work on your ability to build that emotional link. That's more valuable than most people realize. And you know what happens as you're doing this? Your confidence grows. That's it. You're no longer afraid to talk to people. I know a lot of you bitches that if your phone rang in right now, you would just stare at it until there was a voicemail on the end of it. Because you'd be like, oh my God, who's calling me? I can't talk to people. I know because that was me. But now that I build up my confidence that I've talked to people in a personal space, I'm not afraid to make the phone calls. I find an awesome new product. There's 5 people I call immediately. Hey girl, I know we haven't talked for a while, but guess what I have for you? And guess what happens? She tries the product, right? Maybe you don't make time for a specific in-person networking event, then you need to prepare in advance. Chances are you're not going to be able to attend most things last minute, but you can get to the important ones by staying organized. And I promise no matter what you're into, there are events. And that is on our bucket list for next year once we get our footing and figure out what we're going to do when we grow up. Podcast events, that's going to be a priority for me because my podcast is ranked top 3%. It's on fire. I'm literally killing it with this shit, okay? My views grow every single day, staggering. Like, it's doing amazing. I'm just like, this is happening, okay? Yeah, the best thing for me right now, my next step is to get to networking events with podcasters because they're going to help me grow to the next level because I don't know what I don't know. And you guys know I don't know shit about podcasting. I got my cute little microphone. I got some cute little headphones and I have my MacBook. Baby, we zoom out and we upload and we walk away. Like, I know nothing. I know nothing. I don't know Google Analytics. I don't know any of that stuff. I don't know that stuff. Okay. Guess what? If I go network at a podcast event, I guarantee I'm going to meet people that are like, fuck yes, I'm going to help you. This is how you can help me. And boom, we've got it. That's it. Try to go to an event every month. And I don't care if it's just an online event. I did so many speaking gigs online during COVID. Like, I had a great time, but that's why I could just get up and give a keynote. And that's why I can speak in front of a live camera for 2 hours because I practice speaking in front of people. you know, where I could see all the Zoom people in the audience. I could see their reactions. I could see all of that. That's why I'm comfortable doing this. I practiced. And I guarantee when I don't do this for a couple of weeks, you guys know I took like last summer off, right? Kind of the end of the summer when I feel like a lot of people in my life died. Well, it was hard to come back. So it is just about practicing and doing something every single day. Every single day. And you have to be selective about the places you show up at, you know, online events you choose. You want to keep the class up. Okay. You want to visit an environment where you're going to reach people that are your demographic. Okay. This is like your ideal customer. And I know you know this part of the business, right? Like you need to know who you're selling to just as much as I need to know who I'm talking to, which is why I think this podcast was a great idea today. And especially fit in with what I'm currently doing. You know, social media is definitely one of the most popular and convenient ways to network. That's it. Make time each day to go through your connections and reach out to people who might be valuable to your social circle. The key to success when it comes to social media is that you don't let it eat too much of your day. That means you're not going to just scroll all day. You're going to just go in like a shark. Look for people's stories that kind of draw you in, click on their story, respond to their story, look at their page, click their recent post, share it if it's, you know, got some awesome content, leave a comment, whatever that is, engage, 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 okay? And there are social media marketing tools. I don't know a lot about them, but I guarantee you can go to Google and find out about it. I don't give a shit. There's tools so you can just share content like from one space. You know, I just don't care about sharing it multiple. I'd rather do that than learning how to do something else. But I'm going to tell you guys, networking is vital for your success and that of your business. Okay. So I want you guys to keep this in mind so that you can get these activities done without it taking over your life. It is simple, simple stuff. I don't care if you go live for just 10 minutes a day. Do that. Get in the practice of being who you are and showing up authentically in a vulnerable place, you know, a place that is going to not only grow your confidence, but actually leave your people feeling better. They're going to learn something from you. They're going to feel something from you, whatever it takes. Okay. Whatever it takes. Networking is key. So I hope I see you guys over on TikTok. I could use the love and support, okay, to build my room, to hack the algorithm and to help everybody in there reach their goals. Okay. I'm like your new TikTok bestie, coach, whatever you want to call it, whatever you want to call it. But we have fun. I have fun. It's very cool. So I hope to see you guys there. I'm so glad I didn't forget to do this podcast, you guys. I will figure out my schedule. It's just going to take a little grace and a lot of patience. And I appreciate you guys. I promise I'm not leaving you. So I don't want you to feel like, okay, she's moved on. Nope, we're just trying things a little different here. So I love you. I love you. Have an amazing week. Thank you guys for tuning in. Brandon Lynette here. You're in the arena. You're getting your ass kicked. Keep swinging back.